Americans spent the Halloween weekend dressing up and dishing out candy. In France and in other Catholic countries in Europe, there is a different tradition. On All Saints' Day, they gather at family graves in a gesture of remembrance. The occasion is usually far from somber because it's viewed as a celebration of family ties. Eleanor Beardsley sends this postcard from a famous cemetery in Paris.
A carpet of yellow fall leaves covers the cobbled walkways of Père Lachaise Cemetery, and a soft drizzle is falling. But in spite of the weather, thousands of people pour into the cemetery for the annual rite of Toussaint, or All Saints' Day, when the French visit the graves of their departed ones. People clean wet leaves from the tombs and lay flowers. There are many children here. Lamia Schrott brought her 8-year-old son out to join his great-grandfather.
It's a special day for me because I am here with my son and his grand-grandfather to visit his grand-grandmother that died when he was 2 years old, trying to keep her alive in his mind.
As groups of people huddle under black umbrellas and make their way between the tombstones and mausoleums, some are holding flowers, others are clutching guidebooks. That's because Père Lachaise is the final resting place of hundreds of famous people, from Molière to actor Yves Montand to rock star Jim Morrison. Some 2 million people a year come to visit their graves and admire the cemetery's stonework and sculptures while they stroll its magnificent tree-lined lanes.
We are looking for John Morrison and Chopin because we are Polish, and Rothschild because we are bankers.
That's Daria Kowalska and her friends. She says they have the same tradition in Poland on All Saints' Day. Despite the fact that it's a cemetery, 200 years of French history seem to come alive in Père Lachaise. In 1871, the last of the Paris Commune insurgents fought an all-night battle with government soldiers here among the tombstones. London natives James Kingston and Roman Darcy say they have come to visit the final resting place of their countryman Oscar Wilde.
We've got Oscar Wilde here, who came into exile after his activities in a...
Banned from London.
Back in our hometown.
Exiled
from our hometown. Exiled to Paris.
An exuberant tour guide has brought his group to singer Edith Piaf's grave. Septuagenarians Michel and Martine D'Angelo are also there. D'Angelo says the couple always pays tribute to their favorite singers after she visits her brother's grave. She reels off a list of names. They were all part of our youth, says D'Angelo. Toussaint isn't a sad occasion. It's just a time to reflect on life gone by. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.